This is the Millennial Movement Podcast, delivering you the most exclusive insights from the top entrepreneurs and influencers from around the world. Hosted by business owner and influencer, Ricky Nguyen. Now on to the show.
Yo, what's up, guys? This is the Millennial Movement. It's your boy, Ricky Nguyen, and this is a dopest business podcast. Guys, today we have a special guest. She's traveling the world. She's a coach, international speaker, and also a personal brand expert. Carolina Milan, how are you today?
I'm doing awesome. How are you, Ricky?
Good, good. I had to put a little emphasis on the last name. You know, as coming from outside the country, we had to put a little emphasis, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to correct you there. It's pronounced Carolina, and the last name is Milan.
Carolina Milan. So is the L is silent.
Yes.
The L is silent. Milan. Okay. See, the difference. Milan. So, like, my last name is spelled Nguyen, but it's pronounced Win. And people get like Nguyen, the guy in all the time, so it's kind of mixed up.
That's okay. I'm used to people getting it wrong too. So
hey,
like,
understandable.
Doesn't matter.
So, hope everything is well today. Why don't you share a little bit of your story, and then you know we're gonna jump right into the questions.
Let's go. Yeah, sure. So I got started in my entrepreneurial journey about 10 years ago. Actually, a little more than that, around the end of 2008. So pretty much a little over 10 years. And at the time, I was at my first job in human resources. I was fresh out of university, 23, 24, and I didn't really have any plans to be an entrepreneur when I joined that company, when I joined my first job. And it was something that just happened while I was there, and I started to realize that I wanted something more out of life than just being in a cubicle, you know, obeying orders from other people and having... all those limitations. And then one day I just started researching and I found out that you could actually start a business on the internet. And one of my dreams at the time was really to be able to travel more, to be able to have more freedom, not having to ask people for permission, being able to help my family. And so that's how I started. I started researching. It took me several years until I finally created something that gave me a result. But at least I was able to quit my job in just a couple of years.
Wow.
And then I started building my way up. I'm from Chile, so at the beginning I started doing everything, my content, my videos, my blogs in Spanish, and then I started to expand into the English-speaking markets,
okay,
which also made a significant difference for me because I was able to reach more people.
Really, really. So you, in 2008, that was the time you started your personal brand, right? And it was right around the time where I would say like social media just kind of got started, just kind of got big, right? So you kind of got in as an early bird. What made you decide to say, okay, I'm going to start my personal brand now and just kind of run with this?
Absolutely. I mean, it was not something that I was taught at university at all. We were never taught to brand ourselves. We were never taught any of that. And it's funny because I studied business. My degree is business management.
And you, have you used that degree since? Just real quick question. Have you used your business management degree since you got out of college?
Well, there have been
quick
a few.
Quick note for every entrepreneur in college. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
There have been a few useful, things that I learned when it comes to marketing or, you know, even human resources and all of that stuff. But I would say it's maybe 5%. I mean, I've never used any of the mathematics that I learned. All the accounting that I learned helped me to choose an accountant, but I'm not doing my own accounting either. So, I mean, I could have probably started doing what I do today without a degree, but having gone to university and having studied business gave me some kind of basis to know that, okay, I like business.
Okay. Yeah.
Otherwise, I don't know what I would be doing. maybe
gave
something
you that
artistic.
Foundation, like, kind of like, all right, this is something that like it caught interest for you, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I know in 2008, you started blogging as well. That's what you started doing first when you started doing your brand, right?
Correct. I started first. I went on Twitter. It was very hot at the moment. And in my country specifically, there were not that many Twitter users yet, 2008, 2009. So when I started tweeting and I started focusing on adding value, or researching digital marketing and sharing information about technology, marketing, social media, it was easier to gain people's attention at the time because there were very few people. So in a few months, I started building a brand for myself, and I got some interviews from local newspapers and, hey, how are you doing this? Mm-hmm. Like, hey, you have so many followers. I only had like 3,000 followers, but it was a big deal at the time.
Yeah. That's when you knew it was low, when it's like the low, it's like 3,000 followers. But at the time, you had an impact at that time, though.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And at the time when people followed you, they actually saw everything you posted, not like now where there are all these algorithms mm-hmm. that, you know, you never know who's actually seeing anything. Who's
actually seeing your post, yeah. So you kind of have to kind of catch on to it. So when you kind of got started, I know like building the brand was hard at first, right? And it probably took you a while to before it caught some buzz. But like with people, when you were getting into the, doing your brand, did you have like any like limitation or fears or anxiety? Because I know like even for myself trying to build like, you know, a podcast brand or like a social, you know, like right, like you said, the algorithm is so difficult not to understand, right? So trying to build a brand, did you have like any anxiety and fear like when you first started? How'd you kind of get past that?
Yes, I did. I did have a lot of apprehensions and fears, and I was never very extroverted person before, mm-hmm. like at university or at my job. I was always very quiet and shy. So having to go online and actually talk to people and starting to make videos, like that was something that at the beginning really terrified me, being like mm-hmm. the public eye, even because if it was a different small audience.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't something you were accustomed to. It was kind of different.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Very different. So I was able to overcome that, I think, because the outcome that I was looking for was more important than my fear. Mm-hmm. So I understood that if I didn't go out there and open up to the world and, you know, create content, I would still, you know, stay at my job. So if I really wanted to make an impact and do something bigger, I had to overcome that fear. So okay. that's what helped me.
So you were still working at a corporate job at this time, right? Were you working anywhere while you were still building your brand?
Yes. Yes. I mean, I quit my job 2 years later in 2010.
Wow. Okay. So what were you first blogging about? Like, what were you like talking about in your blogs?
I was mostly talking about, I mean, at first I was talking about network marketing. I was talking about attraction marketing. I was talking about, you know, how to use Twitter for business.
Okay.
I would also talk about technology sometimes. I remember 2009, 2010, when the iPhone was still like the absolute leader in smartphones. I remember writing a couple articles about that.
That's smart.
iPad came out, I wrote an article that did pretty well. But those were the kind of things that I was interested in, technology. Okay. And
so marketing. Are you still doing blogs? Like, do you still do blogs? Or are you more focused on like your coaching and like your speaking and stuff?
I blog a lot less today. Yes. Really? I'm more focused on my podcast, on my YouTube channel, my uh-huh. video content, and obviously my coaching programs, courses, speaking, and all of that. But I still have both of my blogs, one in Spanish, one in English. And I do update every now and again.
Yes. And it's good, because when I'm just hearing about, because like now, like especially with getting to technology, like you said, the marketing now, like I kind of see how it caught buzz. Because, you know, when I think back then, blogs, like more today vlogs, as they would call like the video blogs, are more, I guess, attracted to them blogs back then. But, you know, blogs, you could type in the SEO, the search engine, and if you have, you know, like how you work Twitter and use it as a business, or, you know, different like articles, like you said, it comes up in the at better results and more people are drawn to your page and other, you know, areas, your social media, and they get more in contact with you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you search my name, probably some of my websites will pop up, but mostly my social media profiles will show up first, I think.
Awesome. So what kind of, like, you say you were coaching, what strategy, like, what do you do, like, kind of coaching specific? Like, what do you coach people?
I show entrepreneurs or people who are still at their job and they want to build something. I show them how to leverage social media to build their personal brand, how to build sales funnels, how to turn whatever they're passionate about into an info program or an info course or a coaching program. I also teach them how to generate leads for their business if they already have a business. There's a lot to digital marketing really that I know, but I mostly try to focus on personal branding you know, people who are passionate about something and they don't know how to put that online mm-hmm. and monetize it.
So you're a personal brand expert. So for example, give a few examples, you know, one, like if someone's trying to build a personal brand on like Instagram, on social media, what are like, you know, your top 5 tips you could give someone for 2019, how to build a personal brand?
Well, I don't think it has changed that much. It's still the main principles where mm-hmm. number one, you have to be yourself and not try to copy someone else. I see a lot of people, they follow Gary Vee or they follow Casey Neistat or they follow this and this other successful personal brand and they try to be like them. Mm-hmm. And then they wonder why nobody's watching their content. The reason is you're trying to be someone else. So I better go watch the original. Mm-hmm. So I think it's so much better when people are just themselves and not try to change or do something just because everybody else is doing it. So being yourself, being authentic, and having integrity, I think it's also important for a personal brand. There are so many influencers nowadays that just do a lot of things just for the money and end up promoting brands or websites that are not in the best interest of their audience. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we see that a lot with influencers who are young and their audiences are really young and very impressionable. So integrity is important. Then another thing would be, you know, what your brand represents, I guess your message. What is your message all about? Being clear, being congruent in all your communication. Because if somebody's going to follow you on one platform, they'll probably follow you on another one. And if your message is not congruent on both, they will wonder, okay, is this the same person? Because they're talking about one thing here, but then they're contradicting themselves over there. So being very congruent with your message, I think is important. And really understanding why you're doing it. Mm-hmm. Again, if you're doing it to copy other people or just because everybody else is doing it, people can see that. Mm-hmm. And that makes you inauthentic. So really ask yourself why. Like, why do I even want to build a personal brand? Like, what is the real reason beyond wanting to start a business or make money? Finding a more important reason. And then finally, it comes down to the more superficial aspects, I guess, right? Some people think that a personal brand is a logo or colors. And those are important elements, of course, that people identify you with a certain, I don't know, word or a certain line of clothing that you always wear or a certain color that you always wear. So all those little things are important, but I think you should not start there, but you should start with all the other things I mentioned.
All the other things. Okay, so one thing I like you said is, you know, being yourself is kind of like, put it in terms, like you said, Gary Vee is being authentic, right? For a lot of people that are trying to build a brand, but like are trying to mimic other people, you know, like the entrepreneurial phase right now, right? Everyone's posting like, you know, quote pictures and stuff, right? What do you have to say about that versus being authentic and being yourself?
Well, again, I mean, if you're just posting quotes because Gary Vee is posting quotes, like, yeah, I mean, I think it's important to model in the end, not just do something to follow a trend or do something because everybody else is doing it, but taking elements. And that's something that I have done myself over the years. If I follow an entrepreneur and I follow a lot of people, I have followed several people over the years. I look at what they do, I look at what works for them, and I see how can I incorporate some of those elements in my business, in my brand, but making them my own without, you know, copying every single detail, like the font and the colors and everything, and saying, if he's cursing, okay, I'll start cursing. Like, that's not the right way to go about it. Uh-huh. But really look at what works. And even Gary Vee is always saying, hey, watch what I do. Don't listen to what I say. Watch what I do. So I watch what he does. Mm-hmm. And then, okay, if he's doing this, okay, then maybe I should do that too. But in my own reality, in my own pace, in my own voice. Mm-hmm. And
you know how Gary Vee, if you say, if Gary Vee's doing it this way, right, are you more taking initiative for yourself, like, going all in for yourself because, you know, like it feels right for you? Or if you saw him did a different approach, would you kind of mimic the same approach he did, or you would kind of stay away from it?
Depends. Only if it makes sense for me. Okay. I mean, not just because he's going and doing garage sales every weekend. I'm going to do garage sales.
Yeah, okay. You know?
but for example, when I started doing more vlogs and more videos. Like, I don't do a daily vlog. I don't upload videos every single day just because he uploads every single day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I did like part of the style that he was following in his videos. And then I told my video editor, hey, you know, look at this vlog that Gary Vee did. Let's see if we can make it,
see if we can incorporate
similar music, similar pacing, those kind of aspects. Uh-huh. But I'm never going to go and, oh, because it works for him, it'll work for me. Mm-hmm. Not really. Only if it makes sense for me.
Okay. And I know you also have you have courses as well. Kind of, can you go explain like some of the courses, but what you offer like with coaching as well? Like, do you do group session, or is it kind of like more individual with people, personal brand, just one-on-one?
Yeah, I like doing both. Like, I have like online courses. Mm-hmm. I need to update it actually because I have one in Spanish. I have a course in Spanish about personal branding that I updated mm-hmm. like a month ago. My English one, I need to update it.
What is in your course? What are you offering in your courses? Can you kind of give like an insight?
Yeah, I mean, I teach people how to use social media, how to build, for example, a sales funnel if you've never built one, so that you can start building your database, so you mm-hmm. can start generating leads, so that you can, again, those are the more technical things that have to come after you understand what the message is going to be. So what do I stand for? Mm-hmm. And also I help people trying to discover what is it that they're going to stand for? What is their message going to be? What's your voice going to be? What's your passion? So it starts there. And then, okay, now that you are clear on that part, now you can build a funnel. Now you can set up a Facebook ad. Now you can go on Twitter. Mm-hmm. So we first start with that, with the foundation, the mindset and all that.
What do you think was the hardest process to like understand? Like, well, you know, social media is different. You know, you have the Facebook ads, Instagram ads and ClickFunnels. Was ClickFunnels and like the sale, like sales leads, was that kind of like a difficult part for you guys or no?
To figure out how to use ClickFunnels, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, for me, not so much because mm-hmm. I've been doing this for 10 years.
Yeah.
But for some of my clients, yes, it's not so easy either. I think it's a lot easier than learning programming or anything like that. But it's not something you learn overnight either. Like, it does take dedication. It takes a few hours. But then once you get the basics, then it's really simple to go and set up a funnel. You come up with an idea, you turn it into a funnel, and then you start a campaign. So
start a campaign, yeah. Okay, awesome. So kind of moving on, you're a traveler as well. You travel like a lot. For 2018, I kind of want to know, like, where have you traveled to? How many countries, how many states have you traveled to in 2018?
Oh, a lot. I think 2018 I traveled too much. So this year I'm going to slow down on
too
that.
Too much. Is too much even a term for like that's like good or bad? I think traveling too much is a good thing, right?
I mean, it depends.
It depends
on each person. If you're going to be a travel vlogger, then sure, travel. But mm-hmm. for me, that's not something I do. Like, I'm not a travel vlogger, person. You know? If that was my profession or that was my brand, then okay, the more the better.
Uh-huh.
But in my case, sometimes traveling really disrupts my routine and disrupts a lot of my work. Okay. Because, you know, you're traveling, you're seeing people, you're seeing places, you want to go sightseeing. So there is such a thing as too much travel for me,
yeah.
Specifically.
Do you ever get jet lag or do you ever get tired whenever you're going to a new place?
I mean, I love traveling, mm-hmm. but I've never been tired of, I mean, yeah, sometimes I do get tired and I want to go home, but the majority of times it's a great experience and I like to see as much as I can. But I always travel with the mindset that, you know what, if I like this place, I can always come back. Unlike, you know, the 9-to-5ers who only have one holiday a year and they want to see everything and then they go home and they're even more tired than when they left.
Why do you say
so
that?
I mean, the people who have a job, the mm-hmm. 9-to-5ers, when you have a job, you don't travel all the time. You only have like one holiday per year.
True,
so
yeah.
You go to a place and you don't know if you're ever coming back.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I say
it's more experience. Okay. So can I ask, going back to building a personal brand, was it difficult when you first started out? Because 2010, you said that's when you quit your corporate job.
Yes.
Is that when like everything started to shift and you start seeing things kind of take off from there?
Yes, definitely, because I was able to dedicate a little more time. But it was a roller coaster still for a couple more years. Like mm-hmm. At one point, I thought I was going to have to go get another job because I was working mostly as an independent consultant
mm-hmm.
With clients locally in Chile. I was not yet making money on the internet or quote unquote passively or while I sleep or anything like that, which is the dream for a lot of people, but it takes a lot of work. It's not something that you do overnight. So yeah, there was still a lot of struggle, but things took off, I would say, from 2012 onwards. That's where things really started to take off a lot more.
Okay. So someone listening, you know, they're in the same situation you were in. They wanted to start blogging, but they don't really know how to. What would you tell that person as words of encouragement, but what would you tell them to do for 2019 to go all in, but to build their brand?
I would say definitely create content, whether it's written or video. Mm-hmm. I think video is the answer today. It's hard to start a successful blog today, that a lot harder than it was 10, 15 years ago. But today with video, with content, you can do so much. But again, it's going back to really what are you going to be all about and not just create content for the sake of it, you know, because someone else is doing the same thing or someone else is doing pranks, so I'm going to do pranks. Someone else is, you know, so really find something that you care about, because that's going to make it a lot easier than doing something just because you think it's going to make you money or just because you think it's the trend. I don't necessarily follow trends. At least when it comes to content, I just look at what the people that I look up to are doing and I adapt whatever works, whatever fits with me, with my own message. Mm-hmm. But I think if you really want to make a difference this year and build an audience, you have to be very consistent. So commit to a schedule. You cannot upload once a month or every other week. Try committing to a schedule like every Monday or twice a week and always the same days. And
just kind of be consistent with it.
Exactly.
Awesome.
So be consistent, commit to it, and define really what the what the message is going to be throughout your video, so that you don't lose your audience. Because one day you're talking about comedy, another day you're talking about technology, another day, oh, because this is what's trending today, so I'm going to talk about this. Yeah. So for some people, maybe that works, especially YouTubers who talk about, you know, news or drama or stuff like that, right? But if you want to really inspire people or build that into a business, you have to be clear, okay, these are the main topics I'm going to talk about, and I'll try not to get sidetracked too much. And finally, adding like your personal touch. What I try to do as well with my content is I don't just talk about business or marketing and stuff, but sometimes I vlog when I'm traveling, mm-hmm. and so that people can see what it's like to experience a day with me. Or sometimes I share personal things about my family, you know, whatever I feel comfortable sharing, mm-hmm. of course. And that also makes you a little more relatable, and people can see that you're a real person who's not perfect, who's not just always showing this perfect image. There are far too many people doing that. And again, that's not relatable. So, you know, be yourself with your flaws, with your problems, with your successes, and just don't dwell on the failures.
That's awesome. And I also have a few more questions. You know, with building a personal brand, do people need to, you know, spend a lot of money or resources to, you know, build a brand, or?
Well, with social media being free, you don't need a whole lot of resources mm-hmm. to start. But when you want to scale, you will eventually need to maybe hire a team to help you with your content, mm-hmm. maybe set up some Facebook advertising campaigns. But the good thing is that all of that is manageable. Like, you can set the budget that you want to invest and, you know, stick to that budget. And as you start seeing a return, then you can increase it. So it's not something where, okay, you have to start with the best camera and the best, you need a videographer and you need this, you need that. You can start on your own with your phone mm-hmm. and just be consistent and then take it from there.
Don't be lazy. That's the whole message, right?
Don't be lazy.
That's the whole message. So I also have one more quote before we get out here. And I saw this on your page. It says, the biggest hurdle in life is you or your mind. I really love that phrase. I want you to kind of go more in depth about it, because you are the one that says so. Can you go on that topic a little bit?
It's true. I relate to that quote. Because I don't remember if that's something I said or if my team curated that quote from someone, because I don't make my Instagram graphics.
Really?
So I know that they watch my videos and they take quotes, mm-hmm. but sometimes they take quotes from somewhere else. But I do relate to that quote, because a lot of times I find myself being the only reason I'm not, you know, going further or building something else or making a bigger impact. And that's the case for a lot of people who think there are external factors that are stopping them. And mm-hmm. for a few people that might be true, if you unfortunately live in a country where there are a lot of restrictions or bad things going on. But otherwise, most people who have access to the internet, who are listening to this, they probably have enough access to the tools and the knowledge to start what they want to start, mm-hmm. you know, whatever that is, a business, a band, I don't know, anything you want to do.
A podcast.
Yeah, and many times it's just our own limiting beliefs that are stopping us, you know, okay. thinking that we're not talented enough, we're not famous enough, we're not young enough, old enough, etc. So it's really ourselves that, because if you just leave everyone else and just mute everyone else and you just stay with your own voice in your head, you know, what is that voice telling you? And hopefully something positive. And if it's not, you have the power to change it.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, Carolina, we're coming to the end of the show, but before we leave, we're going to do a takeaway with our guests. You know, what would be the biggest advice, you know, through the ups and downs and struggles that you had to go through to be where you are today?
Well, I mentioned it before. One thing was being really shy. I had to overcome that and start making videos and just, you know, mm-hmm. put them out there and not care what people said. Then taking more risks, you know, when it comes to investing in myself, investing in mentors, investing in, you know, going to seminars and buying courses and actually investing the time to go through them. Because a lot of people think that just because they bought a course, they've done it. But no, you have to buy the course and then follow the course and then implement the online course and then, you know, get a result. So that was something I wasn't doing at the very beginning. And then just, you know, dealing with my own limiting beliefs and, you know, realizing that we have so much opportunity today mm-hmm. and we all have the power to make things happen.
Wow. Thank you. You know, thank you so much for stopping by and giving, you know, the audience and the millennials so much wisdom. Carolina Millan, right?
Yeah.
All right. So thank you for stopping by. You know, would you like to tell me, you know, where your social media is so they could find you and contact you at?
Well, yes, of course. You can follow me on Instagram at Carolina Millan. Millan is spelled with double L. You can probably put it in your...
Yeah,
show notes.
I'll put it on the show notes.
Yeah, and my English website is carolinamillan.net. That's my English blog. .com is in Spanish. And finally, my podcast, if you want to check it out, it's called Beyond the Hustle. You can go to beyondthehustle.com and subscribe if you'd like.
Awesome, awesome. And all this is going to be in the show notes and also on social media as well. Thank you for stopping by. This is the Millennial Movement. Until next time, guys, we're out.
I work hard every day. Yeah.
Doing good work that matters. That's what a career at Mantech means. From protecting our satellites in space to protecting our warfighters in the field. And we are passionate about empowering our people to be their best by providing unparalleled job mobility and offering a free bachelor's or master's degree in cyber or cloud computing. The men and women at Mantech take pride in doing the tough work that keeps our country safe. Do you have what it takes to join our team? Learn more at mantech.com/careers. Doing good work that matters. That's what a career at Mantech means. From protecting our satellites in space to protecting our warfighters in the field. And we are passionate about empowering our people to be their best by providing unparalleled job mobility and offering a free bachelor's or master's degree in cyber or cloud computing. The men and women at Mantech take pride in doing the tough work that keeps our country safe. Do you have what it takes to join our team? Learn more at mantech.com/careers.